machen, halt do it. Because there are halachas are anything but obvious, right? Yeah. They're not very obvious at all. They're actually very non-obvious. Okay, so I think we should continue, right? Where we started last week, we continued last week. And then we're going to go back to just summarize. Do we agree with that? Okay. Now we are in Nun Zayin, okay? In page Choftes Nun Zayin. The question is if the Emtza Trua Kia, there is air that comes out. Now, the idea of air, let me just tell you something. The question is, kol kolos kshir b'shofar, meaning any voice, any sound is kosher b'shofar. We spoke about the kia has to be very straight, but it could be loud, it could be quiet, it could be very ways possible. The big issue is, what happens if it doesn't sound of kol? It's just forced air that comes out. Sometimes the kia doesn't come out, there's only forced air. So it's not a regular sound of shofar, but still some kind of a sound. Is that included in kol ha-koilus k'shirim ha-shofar? Shita z'or ha-shulchan is that's not shofar. That's not kol shofar. Why? Because it says kol trua, so it has to be a blow. The fact that there is some kind of a forced air that comes out, even though it sounds a little bit, it's too quiet, is not kol shofar. Now what's nafkimina legabe all of this is kol ha-shulchan, right? Nafkimina is if in between blowing, there is a voice that comes out and it's air. Is this a call which is mafsik the shofar or not? So he says like this, if there is a just air without any sound, v'lo shomu bo kol shofar afiru lo kol chashalash, ela neshifas oaviv belma, it was only air that came out, and is less than kidei neshima, okay? That's not a hefsek. As long as you blow 3 and you blow 9, it's fine, it's yoitzer. That's not a hefsek. In other words, air, which is less than 3, than kidding the shima. However, like everything else is complication, im be'em tzatua yotzer over merube be'orach kidding the shima. What happens if it's a longer the kidding the shima? Yesh li stafek. Now you have a shayla, is this a kol shofar or not? That's mafsek. To the F's, look what Shvorim, we can't dinochi, okay? Because that's the question of Doch HaShulchan. Doch HaShulchan, the question is air without sound, is that called a hefsek? If it's more than Kedin Ishima, he says like this, Im koidem ha'avir kvarosa truo Shvorim Kedin, if the first before blowing the air, you already have a shear according to some shitas for Shvorim or Trua. So the chelek hashen is an extra kia. On that, you have to go back to first kia kama. So in other words, if you blew out, and in the middle, right? And so this is very common, there is air. And the air is longer than kidei neshima. If there is already something kosher beforehand, you cannot continue blowing. So you have to go back to kia kama. You see, Yankee? That's the idea. So if it's less than kedei neshima without the sound, that's okay. If it's more than kedei neshima, and even if there's no sound, because that goes into the Doch HaShulchan's issue. Because as long as people heard something, that could be a hefsek, and if it's a hefsek, it depends. If the first part was already kosher, the course of the years you have to do again. But if before the avir, there's not enough of a shiur of shvorim, so the chelek hasheni is not a hefsek, and it could continue. Is that clear? It's always the problem to have two. If you have two shvorim or two truas, then according to some shitas could be kosher, it's a problem and you have to go back to Kiyakama.
How much is Kedei Neshima?
Huh?
How long is Kedei Neshima?
What is two shvorim?
No, two shvorim is never kosher. No, never kosher. The question is trua, or if you did three shvorim, right? And then you're mafsik, Kedei Neshima, you say Kedei Neshima, so then you go to that side. That's it. But two shvorim is never kosher. Two shvorim is not it. Right? So in other words, now, this is Kedei Neshima. Kedei Neshima is probably something, not a little thing, but something that's like a blow. You have to use your, but it's not very nogea. It's only nogea that got me the trua. If in the middle of the trua that happens. Yeah. Trua, you see, Shvorim is complicated, but Trua is the one that creates the most problems. That's Lemaisa, Trua is the one that creates the most problems.
So the Rashi.
If for the Rashi. And will we have your one to read? Yes, for the Rashi. Because according to Rashi, three.
Let's say, according to Rashi, is that if you blow a shul, you read Shubi, it's already a shul. So if that happens, and what are we going to do? If the Kazi blows it, but the Kazi blows a shul, it gets caught after the first three.
So he says, we're going to take a look at what he says. No. Yeah, if he does 33, you have to. So he says, we're going to see him again, that you should finish the tkiah. Again, that's how they do it in Abraham. They finish the tkiah and then they go back to the Seder. Yes, because this.
That's just for the heebie jeebies. That's for the heebie jeebies.
So the Gershon Edelstein.
That's for the heebie jeebie people. I don't know if they really feel that way.
He says like this. I'll tell you what he says. Okay? We spoke about these things. We say that I'm going to go back, so let's go skip to this. This is Samad Dalet. Eitzaguna, Shemira Toz Oto Bem Saseder. There is a Toz Bem Saseder. This is what the Rav said. This Mamish, that's very common. You blow three truas. You cannot blow again, because then it's for sure no good. So what do you do? So he says, Ve'echlit, and you have to go always back to Tiakama. You have to go to the first Kia. So he says, the Eitzah Haguda is loy afsik ben zaseder. Don't stop. Ela isayim oisoy. Finish the Seder. And then add an extra Seder.
I think you're just going to confuse more people.
Yes?
You don't do that.
Okay.
No, it's just going to make it more confusing. People don't stop Cheshbin.
So that's it. So go back.
I think go back.
So go back. I told you, because according to Rashi, you're Yoitzah. That's the problem. If you're Yoitzah according to Rashi, you have a problem.
Now we just have to make clear that people realize, as far as Kavan, which we'll talk about later, that the Kavan that they should...
Yeah, that's a kavona betol. So without the one betol.
If we're going to start again, so again, he did a tkiah, a true that was cut off in the middle, so it's too short for us to be able to see all the sheep, but it's going to be rash, so you want to do it again. So you're going to go back to the tkiah kama. Everybody's listening, they might think it's going to the tkiah basra.
Yes.
We have to make some kind of, you know...
Yeah, so here we're going to announce here. This is what is going to go now. So if you look at non tes, I had tzorich l'tkiah kama. If you're supposed to blow the first kia, and by mistake you thought about Tokea that you're going to Tkiah Basra. You mistake it between the first kia and the last kia. We know the also kia, there's no problem. Because the kavona to the in the same Seder, the kavona to the first kia and the last kia, they're interchangeable. Shita Sarambam, they can actually add together to 9. That's the problem. No. The Rav is right, because the next issue is, what happens if you go? Let's say you did the Tkiah Batra of Shvorim, and you're going to go now to start Tkiah Kama of Trua. And you know that they are mutually exclusive, because we do Al HaSofek. So if you think that you are doing V'kiven it Kua Tkiah Shel Sedach, you have Kavona to blow Tarat, but you really had to blow the last key of Tashat, Loyol Soloit Kia, then the Kia is possible. That Kia cannot work. Why? Because you have Kavona for something which is not a mitzvah. And this could be even Kavona Frit. Then you're thinking that you are blowing this Kia for Tarat, and you need for Tashat. And if Tarat is right, Tashat is not. But if you need it for Tashat, Tarat is not. So you to Kia Rashir, it's nothing. So that's the problem.
Between
the Tashat and Tarat,
that's
where
the problem is, but
if
it's within the Seder,
is right, that's
so
it.
If you stop in the middle of
the
Trua and you have to do the
Tkiah
again, the worst of the things
is
you're doing the end of the Tarat.
Yes.
So then there's no.
But the
Oilam
thinks that you're continuing.
The worst Oilam thinks is you're doing the Tkiah Basra of Tarat.
Ah, yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
No. No, it's absolutely right. The only problem is if you didn't finish the Seder and they realize that you made a mistake. Now, this is like this. How do you avoid the issue for the Tzibur making the mistake that you are? Because sometimes the Tzibur doesn't know. The Tzibur thinks that you're doing the next one and you're doing the first one in a case like this. So, what he says like this, Mistabe Shirin Rachi Gam Lashoinim. Very, very common it is that you go back and they don't realize that you're going back. Sometimes you make a mistake at the end of Tashrat, you go back, and people think that you're going to the next one. V'tzorech lo yediyah. Therefore, it's very important to be moidiyah. Now, big question is, sometimes you don't. So the best eitzah, as we spoke about, Rabbi Lapian says that you should announce before the tkiyah that people should be mechaven al das ha-tokiyah. People should be mechaven al tkiyah, he's thinking. So people should divorce themselves from deciding what it is. Whatever the tokiyah is blowing, that's the one that's going there. And Rabbi Lapian, he says, וכשאגון לצלק לפיין, היה מקריא, היו מכריזים, חויזרים על התקיעס, לכוון הדעת הדבר תוקיע. שם חויזרים על התקיעס, אם יהיו חויזר לתקיעס, לכוון הדעת הדבר תוקיע. Right? That's how people were the Eidus, by the way, by the Lapian, by the Lapian of the Makri, in Fahsinim, that's what they did. Okay? Now he says like this, ויש בקוימס, okay, וברוב מקוימס, וכן הוא הרגריס עם יושב, וכנראה שסוים כשכוון עצה שוים יסתום על מה שכוון התוקיע. כוון, the default position you assume that people are בכוון
התוקיע. It's okay.
It's okay, but you should do. Right, that is the, that's what he says. Now he continues, he says, the last 40 koilos from in the Gashkenaz, or the Shtilot Kiyas for Shmon Esra, right? The still Shmon Esra, Flash, in the 40 koilas afterwards, they are just extra, right? They are only to get to the 100. In Toh, Ein Machzir Moisa, there's no Machzor. This is on a Chumrah, we do it. Kiva Shekvar Yotzuk, with the Kriyas, the Biyusha, the Miyot. The Bizmanein Roshchiyach, the only issue is women. If the women come, you have to make sure that the women listen to good Kriyas. Okay? Now in Lamed Beis is the famous.
So no major hakpada on the Chazorah.
The Shtilus, but now Chazorah Sashatz. We'll tell you again, Chazorah Sashatz is the Ikar Atkiyas. Ikar Atkiyas is Chazorah Sashatz. That's Malchus Zichron Zeshefor, is Chazorah Mesach.
That's what you just said.
No. Ashkenaz does after, and Sfarad does before.
Right. So why by Ashkenaz are the last 40 not as important? And by
they're after Shema Esrei.
This is the 60 to 90.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great 40. Question.
It's in between.
It's not. It's in between. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Chazal or Mesakin like this. 30 koilas is the Raisa. Chazal or Mesakin, the 30 koilas should be said within a narrative, within a text. And the text, Chazal or Koveh, is a Chazor HaSashatz of Malchus Zichron Tzeshavitz. So, interestingly enough, technically you're the Yoitzer with the Miyusha. But if you have a choice, which one are the most important in Shmones and Chazor HaSashatz? This is a Takonas Chazal, that you should be Yoitzer, a Tzibur should be Yoitzer, not Tkiya Shofar Stam, but Tkiya Shofar is within a verbal description, which is Malchus Zichron Tzeshavitz. Malchus Zichron Tzeshavitz.
Why wouldn't we say the
bracha
of shofar before?
It's a very important thing. The balamor, the big machloekes arishonim. The posh pshat is that you say that there's not a hefsek. That's why we don't talk. The issue of talking is about those three. See, minag sfard follows the minag of Dari, and there is some perhaps goyim that they did on the shtilos shmoneset kiyas. But those kiyas shmones are nothing.
They did it what?
They did kiyas during the quiet shmones.
We do it during the
when we do the quiet shmones, and then the Sfar does it, is the Arizal to be oiled the tefillas. There were some rishonim that perhaps did that also. But it doesn't
those
mean
those 30 are the same as the 40
Ashkenazim. As the 40 Ashkenazim.
So it's a skip.
It's a skip. So that's why people, I want to make sure that people understand the kiyas demoimet. If somebody is sick and has a choice of going to Miyusha or the Miyoymet, you should go always to Miyoymet. That's why it becomes a big issue, because we do Shtei Neshimes. Technically, it should be Neshimachas. But we do that anyway, Yoyoytze, so you do that. But Reb Chaim Brisker, because of that, switched it. And he did the first set of Kiyas with Shtei Neshimes, and the second set, which is the Miyoymet, Neshimachas. Right? And people, that's a common mistake.
Let's go over that again. That's right. let's do that.
Shulchan Aruch, we pass from the Ramo. According to the Ramo, we pass in simple. We say Nishima Achaz, Yushov, Shtei Nishim is the Mu'amid. That's it. Now, even though the Mu'amid is more Choshov, so you could say one second, you know the Shtei Nishim is not the Kule Alma. B'di'evet, Nishima Achaz works for everybody. Shtei Nishim doesn't work for everybody. Right? Machloekes are shown in town. So it doesn't work.
So the first set when they're making the bracha is
is the Shema Achas. We pass the Shema Achas.
And the Shtil Shmona Esrei, Shtei Neshimas.
Do whatever you want. No, Neshima Achas. You should do Neshima Achas. Right. And Chazoras Hashatz, it's a very important service for us. Technically, it's the most important. Right? But you see some. The reason I'm saying this is because you could see the Yayvetz.
Wait, the so Yayvetz, one minute, let's go to Ashkenaz. The Chazoras Hashatz is Shtei Neshimas?
Shtei Neshimas. Okay. Right, that's how we pass. Okay. Right, that's how we are going to go. We're going to follow the minhag of the yeshivas, the minhag of the Ramah, the minhag of the Shapurah. Now, Kosav Ayayvetz, called Sofek Kia Leachmer, Shum Sofek Deraisa. Sofek Kia is Sofek Deraisa. You have to do it again. Mishnah Berurah says, even though this year we don't have the first day, we have only the second day, Mitzad Yom Arichta is also Sofek Deraisa. But he says, Ube Meumad Lehakel, but Sofek De Meoimed is lahakel, even though it's the most chosh of it kiyah, since you're already technically yoytze, sofek is lahakel. Okay? But, im efshar yisakit, technically, if you're misakit, you should be tzakel. Now, v'nir eshim chelek matzibu shomer rak moibet, but it's very possible, I told you, look at technically, if you have a sick person that can go to the miyushev or the miyoymed, which one should you choose? The miyoymed. So you have to be careful, there might be people that are being yoytze the raisa, not the miyoymed. And therefore, you have to be machmer. V'kigon cholim v'nashim, yesh lachzor gam b'tkiyas d'boimet. So technically, you should go back always in tkiyas d'boimet also. Right? So this is the tkiyas d'boimet is only the rabbanan now, because he yoytzed the raisa. But technically, the most choshe. No! No. That, I'm going to say, tkiyas d'boimet is the
shkiyas
d'boimet. Let's go now, and that's why it's so important to get the names right. Tkiyas d'boimet yushev are the tkiyas before. The Shtil Shmona Esrei Sfard are called Kiyos on the surface. Those are extra Kiyos. Those are extras. Those, these 30 Kiyos in between for Minhag HaSfard is the same halachic status as the 40 Kiyos after Shmona Esrei. They're called Kiyos on the surface. Tkiyas de Meoimed is the skia that the Chazan blows during Chazoras Hashatz. On that one is only the Rabbana because you use the Raisa. Technically, Sofek should be okay. You should fix it. But people fix it anyway, because since the most chosh with kiyos, you could assume that some sick people or women are only coming for the meoimed. Right? Because that's a choice. You only come to the meoimed. Anybody? Okay. And then we have Eitza. I'm going to skip it. So his Eitza is to continue to say, but do whatever you want. Yesh oim shim emza seder shoma kol shev desa somok. Now, shita's a mechaber is if you heard at kiyah or any voice of shofar in between your blowing. Now, clearly we're talking about the tokea, but the same aloha applies lechon for the shomea also. It's machloikres, but you could answer me. Yes. Avshalo is kavin lishmor l'shem mitzvah, even though you don't want to be yoitza with that voice, and even if you say I don't want it, if ain no roitza lishmor klal, you don't want to hear. Lo yetsa dechoy. It's a problem is that your shofar is a hefsek, you have to go back and blow it. So in other words, you could be forced. Machloek is Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, he says here. Before he says, it doesn't make a difference. You could be sobech on the Magen Avraham, but we are sobech on the Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, if you hear, and that's why this year is very relevant. For people, it's more relevant for people outside. If you hear at Kia in between, it destroys the Seder. You have to go back.
Now, is this only
going to
be by the
Yushav,
or will this be even by the Drabonans?
Even by the Drabonans. Is Machloek is a good pasuk? The Aloch is like this. Let me tell you this story. This is Machloek is the Mechaber in the Magen Avraham. This is the famous Machloek is. Magen Avraham says, doesn't understand. If you don't want to be Yoitze, what is Ayafzik? Shulchan Aruch says Ayafzik.
But the Ramah, do we pass like the Ramah?
It's Magen Avraham and Magen Avraham against the Mechaber. There's no Ramah. Now, Mishnah Berurah says in that simon that we, Lekatchila, Berolocha, we pass like the Mechaber. We have to be Machber at the Mechaber that is Ayafzik. However, before, if anybody learned before, the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah passes the Bedi'evet, it could be so much on the Magen Avraham, because Magen Avraham is a Lelocha.
It's only listening in the middle of the Kiyah.
You shouldn't go to the bathroom.
It's only in the middle of your
it's
set.
It's on the middle of your set.
It knows you can go in between. It's only in the middle of your set.
Oh, in the middle of my set.
Yeah.
Tara.
Yeah, in the middle of your head.
It's in the middle of the Zechronos, you shouldn't walk.
Exactly.
No, the middle, isn't in the middle of hearing the Tkiah?
In the middle of the set. From Tkiah to Tkiah. Yes, only that one. According to the Mechaber, why doesn't it work? That's a great question. That's Magadavron's question, right? There are different reasons. I don't want to confuse everybody, but there is a reason. There is a reason to say, let's not confuse everybody. Let's take
only the middle of the set.
When you say the middle of the set,
right. You mean
around
that.
Not the set of Kia, Shvorim, Kia.
Yeah, it's
right, Kia, Shvorim, Kia. Kia, Shvorim, Kia. Okay. Let me explain to you. Okay, let's go back and let's go now to talk about this. When we talk about hefseks, right? The hefsek is only what's called in one line. You realize that we have 10 lines, right? I'm sorry, nine lines we have. Every line in between, that's a hefsek. Kol shein utzorich, and etc. Within the 30, within the nine lines, technically should not be a hefsek, but there is a Ramban who holds that there is a hefsek. So therefore, the minhag ha'yeshivas is that tkiyos de meyoshev. If you can make no mistake, or you could let the mistakes go, you allow it to be able to have 30 without any hefsek. That's the most important. We have 30, the 30, which means the nine lines, without any hefsek, three sets. If you could have that perfect, you're yotze l'kulei alma. So therefore, the minag of mil, as an example, that all the chumras to go back, right? Is exactly the opposite of the Ayvetz, that you go back on the Me'oyvet, because it's more choshev. And what are you gaining by not going back? That's what Shufra the Shefer says. If I'm not mistaken, that's what he says. So he says that this is the minag of the yeshivas. So the makrim, not to be machmir, to go back so much in the first set of kiss, even though it's the raisa, because by not going back, you gain one shita, which is the Ramban, that everything is wrong. That you should not go back there. What the Chazal said.
Perfect world, perfect world. Perfect world. I'm assuming they don't say he rotsens in between them either.
I mean, you almost sound like you don't correct a mistake.
You correct if it's a mistake, but if it's a shiloh of a mistake, because you realize that we spoke too much and there's so many shilohs that you tried to correct, that in the end, you could lose more than you gain. So technically, that's it. Meaning, I'm not sure if you don't rob it. There should be that club here, I don't know. That's only in Yerushalayim, but not in Bnei Brak, they do that. Huh? Taf, Kuf?
Taf,
Nun, Vav. Okay. Excellent. Veshamati, excellent. Thank you very much, Losa. Veshamati shivishivat mir ein machzirim et abal tokim nesatot kala b'kiyu de miyushav. In kiyu de miyushav, I say, if there is a slight mistake, they don't go back. Unless it's a psul meikar adin. Unless there is, if psul, you go back, right? You have to go back. But if it's only one shita, ela gombrim et ashloish asdorim. To go, you go through the entire thing, כדי לצאת גם שיטה סידי הראשונים שסויים שסטורים מעקבים זה את זה. The שיטה הראשונים, hold, that's Ramban, that you need the 30, right? ובסיום שלושה סטורים, תויגים סדה נויסם. And then, afterwards, if there was a suffix or anything, you add afterwards, and say that, just to make up to that one. כשהשלומה כשהקושר רק מדייבת.
Truthfully, we don't blow any extras here.
No, yes, but he says, "V'ine av sheitza zu nechoina misvora." It's something that makes a lot of sense. Mikom mokom ein lasos kem mokom shamakshu tam tchochom. You have to do it. Back to tchochom. But technically, but why am I mentioning it? That the first 30 people should avoid going to the bathroom or anything else to listen to somebody else. Because if you listen at kia in between, even though technically it's only a problem within the 10, if you onto the oitzer jitos those shoinim, you have to be marked with the during the 30 you should listen. So, the issue of having no other tkiyas that we should avoid is in the first set of nine lines. Because otherwise you're not yoytze according to those who shoyin. Is that clear? So in other words, this issue of a tkiyah, it's called a orphan tkiyah, that you hear somebody else's tkiyah, that destroys, it's only a problem, and it is a problem, in a line. But, lekatchila, kiyas de miyoshev, the first nine lines should be perfect, hopefully go quickly if you go, but not to listen to something else. The big issue is if you listen to something else.
So you're saying that if you hear it in Korfin's Kia, in between the first line and the second line, then you should repeat the first line?
The first but line? Also, no, yeah, you should.
Then if you make a mistake, then you should be going back. I mean, even if you hold...
Exactly right. So those are certainly we don't do. But that's
so
a problem.
So even Mechaber holds that way?
No.
No, so even Mechaber, the most you have to repeat is from the beginning.
On the line.
Right.
On the line, absolutely. But I told you, if you want to be yoitz according to those rishonim,
it's makom zeh.
They are makom.
Yes.
Then you have to be careful because if others have to go back all the way.
So say, but either each line of three or four,
or the whole unit,
all lines. Is that
even if the tkiya is distinguishable that it's not from this room?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole
problem. Yes, that is an unbelievable chumra of the mechaber. Now. Because the Mechaber, Magen Avrom asks, it says, doesn't make any sense. If you don't want to be Yoitza with this, why should it be a problem? Right?
If you're blowing the gate, you have to see here, you blow and you're working away through the first 30, and there's some guy in this backyard over there, with a little private little meeting over there, and he gives a blow, you don't control that.
You don't control that.
And now you find yourself in the middle of the first 30.
People, that's it. That's the problem of davening outside. There are many issues of davening outside. You realize, I don't want to say, but if you know the halachas, it's not simple. But Ilchus Shofar is one halachas. Look at the drop. Remember the fourth is the one mitzvah that I know in Kol HaTorah Kula that you are called a hostage. Right? In other words, I know the halachas. I come here, and I'm hostage to the show because whatever the show does, that's what I have. I don't have any other mitzvahs that I'm a hostage on. I don't take anybody else's things. Right? But Shofar, you're a hostage. Lozer, you are hostage, because if the guy down outside decides to blow, you could have Kavona Hof and say, stop it, please. And it doesn't work for the Mechaber.
No,
but
we don't
hear. It's very Nogia.
We haven't heard any yet.
Yankee says he blew inside the air.
And I'll tell the Rov something that I'm going to say something, not going to be very popular, because the Rov mentioned, they are going to blow Shofar outside the tent, right? Yeah, because this is a Taz. There's a Taz also, it's a very complicated issue. Because this is an issue in all these multi-structures. Because Kol Havora, you're not Yoitze if it's a echo of the Shofar. Now what defines an echo?
I don't think the Taz is there are no walls.
That's a very, so it could be because there are no walls. But the Taz...
It's one lot. It's all one property.
Yeah. No, the problem is because you have to make sure the way to do it, I told the Rav, is just to listen if the call is any schwacher. If somebody cannot distinguish the two of them, it's no problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because even it's a shayla, they talk about the different roofs. Some people have like the shuls, and the shul has like up and down. All because it's not a flat roof. So the question, like here. So the question is, the best way to do it is to see if there is a distinguishable difference between blowing there or blowing here. If there is a distinguishable difference, then the Rav has to decide if to follow the Taz or not. No? No. So the only one issue is to listen to somebody else's keys outside.
That's right. Well, stand right outside, go inside. It's right next to you.
Why there? Why not out here?
Start from there, you're closer.
I'm sorry to get you guys, because this is... Because I know that people try to mock like the stars. There's a thousand. To know these halachas, you think that anybody else here is gewalding that we are doing this to discuss these halachas to know.
Don't go too far.
It's the same. That's good.
That's perfect, yeah.
You heard
that.
Louder, it's fine. I think it's okay. But again, so the only thing was that you have to make sure that nobody blows anything else. No. Davening. Ask a good as Mogul.
Honestly, at the end of the day, Mogul Avraham, a guy standing in the middle, he hears it. This is Mogul Avraham. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
For sure. Risha Brewer by us says, let me just read to you. Okay, guys, I know that this is.
And the guy hears the tkiah and the last, right before the tkiah gedola, again the guy blows it. You're like an authority?
Yes.
And,
Here's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let me just read the Shulchan Aruch. And the siman is Staf Kuf Tzadik. The end of Staf Kuf Tzadik. And I'll tell you after it's beyond to see how the Olam answer is. The siman is the Shabura. See here. Oshe takachar trua tkia ki misasek shloi leshem tkia. Vehifsik benatrua latkia, okay. So he says, becholelo have a hefsik vehifsik gam tkia reshaina.
That's the guy himself.
Yes, the guy himself. Okay. Now, kemisasek, I mishabosha kasav the shem again of Rom, we have to be called mokum lekatkhila bevadai tov lochus ledasa mechaber. Vealken, tzorech lizor bimokum shebatiknisiot kufim zetzel ze. If you have shows which are close to each other, shelo itkiu bebeit haKnesset achat ad sheigmuru ba'acheret. Meaning you have to be careful that the tkia should be at different times. Dim lo ken lo yishmu lo aseder, because otherwise you have this break. Af she'ein miskaven lishmo l'shem mitzvah b'rtzoin klal lishmo, even though you don't want to hear, mikol mokum ledasa mechaber afilu shoma ki misasek. That's very blue. Afilu shoma ki misasek hifsit ad kiyuis sheshoma. Right, that's a big halacha. The problem is, I'll tell the Rav, you'll see. I think he quotes it also, 27. I think he quotes it also. Om the Mishnah Berurah Leil Taf Kuf Pei Ches. And the problem is Taf Kuf Pei Ches, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Bechavet, the Magen Avraham. And there he says the Magen Avraham, the halacha is like him. I put it here, a sign. Davka Bishlov Shvilo Dizeh Gora Mesech Hadas. And he says, ולאחרי אחד אחד כשבאב קולח בסקאב קרצי דפגב דו בעצמו לא יסוקה בכל מקום לא כיוון לוצס ועל כן אם שום הכל שויפר שבוט הוא כל שלוש הקוילס but he only says כיוון לוצס so he only passed like the Magen Avraham so everybody has to steal him he just told you like התחילה שבי מחבר Absolutely. And the same thing. Now, Sfarad also.
They only have 10.
No, you have 30. Say, please.
30 is the Chazar Zashat. You call them
all. No, see, but no. But all the 30 on the Shtilo Shmoneh Esrei are also counted. Doesn't matter. You're not Masi to call Shofar. It doesn't matter. The Hafsok and the Rishonim are talking is a Kol Sheder Roy. But it's if it's not a hefsek of koilis, it doesn't matter. Any 30 together that you don't have a hefsek or a mistake could be mafsek, could be droid. Yes. The third, last 40 is very easy. I mean, Gashkina has done very quick. It's one of the great models in Gashkina. You have 40 again, you could try. And people are not so tense, so it's easier to get it right. My view is easier to get right the last one than the first one. The listeners are tense.
But Macker has to be tense.
So you know that. No, I think he said
Okay, and he says also, everybody asks, I see that he asks also for the Mishnah Berurah before. The Mishnah Berurah before is a stira. I see the Dirsh also. But we pass, like the Biur Aloch, Biur Aloch says here the fear which you should be machmer. The Katkhila, yeah. Okay, so a couple things more that he goes on. Now,
We'll have to make sure we communicate with the follow up.
Or
you communicate with Menachem's backyard.
You can hear Menachem's backyard from here?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure.
It's house plus it's
behind his house.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
I don't know, but I think it's... Want me to go test it?
Okay.
You want me to show you that one?
Backyard glow, we'll see.
Huh? You good with this one?
I'll play,
I'll call you on the day.
Yeah, we have to tell them also, because I'm not sure if they know that locker. Here, Lazo, you know the lock. Of course, can we do it to blow again? But then you go into the Taz. That's the Taz. The Taz says if the Kol Shofar has changed, it's called Kol Havara.
That might be a different thing. Here we're talking about is the Kol that's a Havara. You're talking about Kol Havara. These might be two different.
Yeah. But if he is a Kol Shofar, that you don't distinguish really a Shofar.
But
then,
I don't know. I'm not convinced it's the same.
Yeah, it could be not.
Call me when you're ready to blow it.
Yeah, I told you this is the problem.
We pass him that way to Kula.
Which one?
Like the
Taz. I told you that's the problem. It's not the Kula. It's not the Kula.
He's using
the Kula.
I'm saying you're using it the Kula now.
Yeah. He would
say that
the Kula. He does. They call it. Yes, I'll show you. Somebody says I did not make it up. Because I do sometimes make up things, but this one not. I'm sure if I'm not going to make it up. He says like this. Let me just show you what he says. I think he says. Give me a second.
No, he's going to call before he closed.
I hear it. You hear it.
Yeah.
That's
a huge problem.
That's
not it. Wait, that's not here.
No, that's the R over there.
Oh, that was something else.
How do you even know if that's not a chauffeur?
Did you see the one with the
door?
The car is reversing. What happens if the voice of the chauffeur that you hear is very, very weak? And because the windows are closed. Dasam Shmuel Kabinetsky is safer, Kovitz Alochis, Shiesh Lehakel, Bitsiruf Ledasa Taz. Because he takes the Taz, my Taz, yes. So they take the Taz, Rav Shmuel Kabinetsky takes the Taz, Lekula. I told you, this Taz is a Taz that is such a problem. The people who are Machmul in the Taz. But he's taking the Taz, the Kula.
Okay, well, all right, he's going to blow now. No, he had to get there.
No, not yet.
Does he blow it?
Does he know how to blow?
Does he have to blow?
Why don't you... Oh, he has a chauffeur.
I have another chauffeur.
Oh, yeah. Call him,
tell
him you're
going
to blow to him.
Maybe
you have a stronger...
Yes,
he has the better chauffeur.
Okay. Ask him if he was able to blow.
We heard nothing. Could you tell me if you hear Mike? You mean you didn't do it yet?
Leave the connection open, Yanni.
So let's do it the other way.
But did you know
blow?
That he sticks to the dash? I'm going with it. He takes
it
out of
the
cool.
I hear it,
so you'll tell me?
If you don't blow, yeah.
Yeah, but I have to hang up.
This chauffeur is very loud. Tell him to, tell me if he listens. Just tell him to...
If we were diving, we probably wouldn't even realize that it would be happening.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. you know, right now we're
all
quiet.
I mean, if it's faint, come on, you know. You could know the difference between the muffler and the Kia. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
That can't.
The Rav has a good point, because also the noise of the people davening. Well, you know, even if everybody's quiet, you have 150 people davening.
Yeah, that's right.
When you put
they blow shofar, they're quiet. We're still davening.
Right.
Meaning, but the ones who are listening.
Right.
We all have a problem at the same
noise.
Time.
If we were making noise, if we were davening right now.
It's only at the same time.
There's some places the
So did you hear? I heard yours.
Faintly, yeah. But I definitely heard it.
First of all, one idea that doesn't give anything, but like the Rav does. Kia, Kamet, Kia Basra. In other words, you could be mechala between Kia, Kamet, Kia Basra, the way how you.
The only shayla is, so at the 30, you're showing me even the middle. If you hear that Kia in the middle of your set.
That's the problem, I told you. I brought out of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he takes the Taz, that I'm mentioning of the Taz, the Kula. So since the Taz doesn't hold it, that's a Kyo Shoifer, because now you're going to call it Avora. So here Shmuel Kamenetsky writes, so maybe you have it, you could be Shoifer. That's not Masik. So in other words, a faint call Shoifer. Since according to the Taz, it's faint, and it changes the call, so that's not a call Shoifer, it's called an echo is not. So the Taz is Kumra, is being used here, the Kula. But if Shavuot says you have to be machmir on the Taz Lechumra.
So how long is it a koyach?
A koyach is stating with what havoras mashkes. How long it takes?
People take it for less.
So the way how to do it, how we decided to do it, is on shulchan the shofar.
Yeah. Are we recording last week? Sure.
But the way how to do it, your mic or your...
People are mapping?
Yeah, people are trying. Absolutely.
Because I spoke to my friend.
The Shulam and Zalman says unless the call breaks. But the Katsura right. Issue for sure. Yeah. Sure, okay. Even people
that
go also.
Because
call Shulam is a call question. Now, Shvorim. Shorter than three.
Huh?
Yeah. So let's go finish it. Guys, please. Let's go just finish it 2 seconds. This way people can go. I'm not going to talk about the chatzitza or anything like that. Okay, again. Choyle shelifon of shnei sharuyas. Meaning, this is the famous shalem. There is a choyle. I'm moving now to Seif Pei Aleph. No. First, before that. Ein Aleph, people. That's important. My mistake. No. Guys, we're just jumping. Let's go first to page Lamed Hey, Seif Samet Ches.
Say it again,
Lamed Hey, Samet Ches. Lamed Hey, Leot Samet Ches. Yesh noagim shetoikim tashad benikim ha'achas, venidu benishim ha'achas, demak yisei ha'shvorim trua bebasachas. Yisei ha'shvorim trua, ve'shtei nishim, ve'es mafzik ve'ha'shvorim trua. Okay, they'll ask it. That's a good idea. Delef Amogen, right? And Rabella Pianos used to do that also.
Yeah, if you separate between the Shvarim Truah or Shvarim Truah.
Shvarim Truah or Shvarim Truah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have it doing the way to do it.
The fingers are not good because the Baal Tokeya might not be looking at his fingers, you know, he's listening to it.
Before each set,
it's
going
like this.
Yeah.
Before
you
could
the
do
set.
That.
The set is all, it's all in sync,
yeah.
The whole set.
Yes.
So at
Now,
you just gotta know what one is and what two is.
You know, this is the important part of it.
One is combined, one is two is separated.
That's true.
Izoer amakri likro bim sinus. The makri has to say it slowly. Veloi krisha kriyasime, and you have to be careful that the makri does not announce that kia while the tobalto kia is still blowing.
So like I promised last week, the makri has to say it quickly.
Quickly. Yeah, but yeah, he has to wait, right. Which the idea is that has to be, in other words, the balto kia has to start only after the makri, because not to interrupt the makri, because otherwise you cause the makri not to be
right. There's some baltokeas that start early.
Exactly right. That they are rushing to do the mitzvah. But the baal makri also has to be careful. Yossi. But the makri also has to be careful that you're only koyren after he finished. You have to wait for him to finish. Okay, don't say in between. גם לאחר שהתוקה לא יזדר, אז יויסי מידה להקרצת קיה בו, אלא ימתיד מעט עד שאירי שהתוקה המעשיר דו ישם. And also, when he finishes, you should wait to make sure, Yossi and everybody else, to make sure that he, what you call, had a breath between the tkias. Because the tkias need to be mamufsak with a breath. We spoke about it, right? Between the tkia, the shvorim, the tkia and the tkia, you
and
need to bring it
to. Inhale just means there has to be enough time
that he could fully inhale. Exactly, it has to be really separate. Likatkila should be always inhale, inhale, right? Because here it's very important to be separate.
But okay, you don't have to add on your time to wait. You could call it out and he'll start when he's ready.
Yeah, but just to make sure.
Yeah.
Just
to ensure. Yeah.
When he's ready.
Okay. And that's what they say, everybody has to do slowly and carefully. This is a mitzvah, this year we have only one day. And everybody's being so mech on the mitzvah from people. So people, they have to do it in the best way possible. No rush, no nothing. Baruch Hashem. Now, the next one is list. This is important. Yikaven atokea l'shem mitzvah shofar. What kavona should you have? You have the baal tokea needs to have a kavona to mitzvah shofar, which is both shmia and tkia. Now, you don't have to be mechaven with the derais of the rabbona. Kavona as long as you're yoitzer, we have in now you have to be moitzi, but kiyas to be brochas. Now, Rabbi Lapian,
what you just said, the last
and the only thing is, you have to be kavona to be moitzi, people with the brochas.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing is, I'm going to tell you, this is Rabbi Lapian's minhag, is to say that the people should be mechaven to be yoitzer with both shmia and tkiya, to be yoitzer to all the rishonim. So in other words, some Rishonim Rama holds the mitzvah is shmiya. Some other Rishonim hold the mitzvah is tkiya. So the Rabbi Lapian was used to say...
It's better just say the yotzeh
mitzvah shofar. Shofar, yes. He was used to say tkiya and shmiya. Because mitzvah shofar, people have already pre assumptions.
You can't be yotzeh mitzvah shofar without shmiya.
Yes.
So what do you have to give
you? You do the tkiya for him.
They're doing the tkiya for him. Because many Rishonim, including Rav Chaim, that's how Rav Chaim explains in the Kotel Rambam, that the tkiya is also chelek of the mitzvah.
And the
yeshiva
is by
Rabbi
Eliyahu Lapian.
Here's
confused. Here to say
it's
Mr. Shofar.
Yes, that's
so
it.
Some people will not understand what you mean,
and
one or the other
is Mr. Shofar. Okay, and that is basically this whole story.
Okay.
And just to make sure, I say again, don't forget the breathing, the size of the kiyas, the size of the shvorim, right? The hasokas. So neshima.